This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at wheat for Monday, November 14th. Well, we spent much of the last week working our way lower in the wheat space, led by Chicago, which ended the week down 34. Kansas City was just down 10, Minneapolis down 9. So the spread between Kansas City and Chicago widened out another 24 cents last week, and that continues to work its way even today. So, you know, the weather problems in the central and southern plains and the weakness that's kind of materializing in wheat prices around the world is pressuring that spread, Chicago losing to Kansas City. Now we're sitting at pretty lofty levels already. We're at about $1.40 KC over Chicago, and again, that's picking up almost another 10 just today on the night session. That's getting quite a bit of a spread. I don't disagree with the values. You know, just a year ago, we were actually discount. Kansas City was discount to Chicago, and that spread has worked its way higher steadily and not without a lot of volatility, but I think the values of Kansas City should be higher than Chicago. It's a higher quality wheat. And with a tight crop this past season and a pretty poor planting season so far, clearly underpins the Kansas City market versus Chicago. I just don't know how much more of a premium KC can hold against Chicago at this point. I would look for a correction in that spread. If that's something that you want to participate in, wait for it to correct and then take a look at it. There's a very good chance that that spread will continue to hold firm into the spring until we see good weather coming. And we're going to need some pretty timely rains in the spring to get that hard red winter wheat crop off and running. In the short term, there doesn't appear to be much relief on the way for the southern plains. Drought continues to be a major issue there. It's going to get cold on us, starting from the northern plains down into the central plains, and then much of the Midwest is way below normal temperatures. So most of that crop should get pushed into dormancy, and then it's just a matter of time waiting for snow cover, hopefully, to protect against extreme cold or to get timely rains in the spring. The weather forecasters are calling for La Nina to stick around probably through February, and they keep pushing that back. You know, a couple months ago, they expected it would be gone by now, but now they're saying a 76% chance of La Nina will stick around through February, and then 57% chance that'll go neutral from February through April. And of course, it's that April time period that is so critical to the hard red winter wheat, especially in the southern plains. So, you know, we'll see. It's going to be cutting it pretty close as far as the typical trends during these La Niñas and neutral ENSO patterns. Other things going on, of course, last week we had the rate of inflation hinting that it is slowing down, and that was extremely bullish to the stock market. The U.S. dollar just plummeted 2-3 days in a row, just got the rug pulled out from under it. And yet the grain complex did very little to the upside. It just wasn't enough to support the markets, especially wheat, which is so competitive in, or has so much competition in the world market. One would think that would at least have supported wheat, and it just wasn't there, even in corn. Our export sales continue to be poor, and the prospect of improving, especially in corn, is pretty slim. In wheat, you know, we're looking at Russia continuing to be a major exporter in wheat. The trade corridor, of course, we expect some kind of a decision probably this week, as it officially ends on the 22nd. My guess is it will just continue. Whether Russia signs the agreement or not, the corridor will remain open. I would imagine that they would sign it to give some confidence to the shippers and the insurance carriers that everything will be okay as far as shipping. This keeps Russia at the forefront of wheat shipments, and it keeps Ukraine pretty much at the forefront for now of corn shipments and wheat as well, at least until the ports start to freeze over. Brazil, of course, remains a major exporter of corn too, and they are on the cusp of growing a record corn and soybean crop. So it's just a few short months away before they're back in the market really presuming that they get these big crops, but the market is starting to factor that in. They've got great moisture conditions, so it really would take a sharp reversal in weather patterns to create a problem for Brazilian production in particular. Argentine production, they've had some dryness issues that appears to be getting resolved, and they should get their corn and bean crop off to pretty decent starts as well. They don't have the moisture reserves that Brazil does, but at least they've got some topsoil moisture to get things rolling. So the point there is we've struggled so much in the corn export market. We're about half of where we were a year ago, and it's just a few months down the road that we're going to be looking at a wave of competition from this from South America in corn and soybeans. So our window is pretty small, and we're not finding much success there yet, even with a very weak dollar. So crude oil has been a good support system for corn. The weaker dollar has helped the crude oil market. That is supporting ethanol. Ethanol grind profits are strong, and that's going to keep demand for corn high. Thank goodness, because again, the export market is not really helping the corn space very much. So a lot of dynamics here, but for corn, I think it's a tough uphill battle if you're trying to be bullish. For wheat, you know, you have some bullish components with the weather issues, but that's not really going to become much of a better a component of the market until we get into spring. In the meantime, I think we're facing a lot of stiff competition from the Black Sea exports. So that's kind of where I'm at. I you know, the market is weak. We've been moving our way lower. We had a bit of a bump on Friday, but seasonally the markets tend to stay weak into late November, and the pattern is showing that. And I think that that will continue for these next couple weeks, and I think the wheat market will find some support and stabilize, at least probably start to work its way higher into early January before we will likely see another wave of selling from farmers once you get into a new tax year. So that's what I look for in the short term, intermediate term to long term. I think the wheat market finds a support level here until we get into the growing season, and then we just see what Mother Nature has to offer. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.